This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 19, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 6. It says there, "But you, O Lord my God, brought me back from the depths alive." End of quote. The consequences of Jonah's sin of disobedience was very severe. For all of us, it is tough even to fathom Jonah's crisis experience. The sailors had to throw him into the depths of the sea to save their life. He understood it was his sin that caused the severe and violent storm. He suggested them to throw him into the sea to get calm from dangerous storms. Jonah went down into the sea. Then from there he ended up in the stomach of a big and huge fish. Jonah chapter 1:17 says, "Now the Lord prepared a huge fish to swallow Jonah." End of quote. Someone asked me, "Do you believe this incident?" Friends, I believe it with all my heart. This is not a fairy tale or a human-made story. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, validated this incident, and it is recorded in Matthew chapter 12, verses 39 to 41. Moreover, Dagon, a fish god worship, was common at that time in the Mediterranean area. Dagon is mentioned many times in the Old Testament. What do you think the reason for the miraculous repentance of the city of Nineveh when Jonah proclaimed, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown? The unusual appearance of a man omitted by a great fish on the beach got the attention of the people. And the news even came to the attention of the king. And the king covered himself in sackcloth and sat down in the dust. He announced mandatory fasting in the whole city to repent. You see, even Jonah, a prophet of God, can disobey God. However, God teaches us some lessons through this incident. The Lord does not abandon his people in the midst of their crisis experiences. He is there at the bottom of the sea, and even in the belly of the fish. More than that, God can even use the disobedience of Jonah to accomplish his divine purpose. The appearance of a bleached white man due to digestive acids inside the stomach of the great fish, and people who watched fish attempting to omit him on the beach, all contributed to the big roar in the city to get the attention of the people and the king. Praise God. Romans 11:33-34 says, "Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor?" End of quote. Now listen to Jonah's prayer from the depths of the sea. Carefully look and read all the words came out of him in this hopeless condition. It says, "In my distress, I called to you, O my Lord. From the deep in the world of the dead, I cried for help, and you heard me. You threw me into the depths, to the very bottom of the sea, where the waters were all around me, and all your mighty waves rolled over me. I thought I had been banished from your presence and would never see your holy temple again. The water came over me and choked me. The sea covered me completely, and seaweed wrapped around my head. I went down to the very roots of the mountains, into the land whose gates lock shut forever. But you, O Lord my God, brought me back from the depths alive. When I felt to my life slipping away, then, O Lord, I prayed to you, and in your holy temple you heard my prayer. Those who worship worthless idols have abandoned their loyalty to you, but I will sing praises to you. I will offer you sacrifice and do what I have promised. Salvation comes from the Lord." End of quote. Jonah 2:1-9. Jonah's crisis was a unique one. The fear and terror he experienced in the depths of the sea and then in the belly of such a huge fish is often unimaginable for all of us. Our crisis would also be a unique one. out of which God accomplishes His purpose in His unique way. And moreover than, our faith gets ignited and energized. When Jonah called upon the Lord in prayer for help and deliverance from the bottom of the sea, the Lord heard his prayer in his holy temple up in heaven. The Lord commanded the fish to spit Jonah up immediately on the beach. It did obey God. You see, even sea creatures, animals, and unexpected people would extend their help when God commands. Dearly beloved, I do not know what unique crisis you are facing now. Most probably yours won't be horrible like Jonah, I presume. At least you are not in the depths of the sea and the stomach of a huge fish. However, whatever may it be, I can point in the right direction for help. Bible promises if you pray to the Father in heaven, in the name of His Son Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world, He will answer your prayer. Jesus Christ also said this, and it is recorded in John 16:23. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of my Father in my name, He will give it to you. Friends, when we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, there is an alarm goes off in heaven, and God listens to that prayer. You will have a testimony to share with others as Jonah had. Do not be ashamed to share your unique testimony. Many would be encouraged in their trials and problems by listening to your unique and divinely designed testimony. Your unique test results in testimony and brings glory to the Lord. Dearly beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you in prayer, and I worship you and I adore you, Lord. You know the problem that I'm facing now. My crisis experience I give to you, God. Oh my Lord, listen my prayer from heaven and send help and deliver me from my crisis. I believe Jesus Christ, your Son, the Savior of the whole world, came to this world and died for all of my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord, and I pray this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the love, blessings, and the presence of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.